Nautilus Minerals has just completed its first surveying project just 50 kilometres off the Papua New Guinean town of Rabaul and will begin mining operations next year. It's a world first, using unmanned submersibles to scrape the sea floor in volcanic areas. The country's manager for Tonga's new arm of Nautilus Minerals, Paula Doimoi-Pau, explains the process.
They're working about 1,500 metres under the sea. So you have a remote operated vehicle connected to a ship, and the ROV will actually do the mining. So we grind up the seafloor and suck that up to a ship up top. It's unlike land where we have to dig like millions of tons away to get to where the copper. We think that this stuff is sitting at the bottom, and then you ship that out to ore processing overseas or ship it out to a concentrator on land, like close.
While the PNG survey has taken more than 17 years to complete, the newly approved Tonga survey, more than 2 kilometres underwater, is expected to use technology and lessons learned from its PNG debut and should take 2 years. Other Pacific nations around the volcanic ring of fire were pegged for surveys earlier, but Mr. Doimoi-Pau says he believes the deposits off Tonga are more lucrative.
What I thought personally was they're most certain to find commercial quantity. They found commercial quantity in PNG. It's not 100%, even though they're spending a lot of money on exploration. It's not a sure thing. I mean, the company itself is pretty sure it's a sure thing.
The economic benefits to Tonga include providing a workforce, food, water and supplies to the mining vessels. There are also significant returns in royalties and taxes to Tonga, which in the PNG case has been suggested to amount to 2.25% of all earnings. Mr. Doimoi-Pau says he is confident of great returns.
It'll be all foreign currency. I mean, we don't use raw minerals, copper, silver, gold, zinc here in Tonga. So it'll be all exports. So it'll be foreign dollars coming in at no cost to the government. The income tax from the company, I mean, itself. Plus you've got the employment side of it and all the other support services. So I think there's definitely, for the Tongan economy, if we can have a new export industry, and it's in a sector that's actually not competing with anybody else in Tonga. No one's doing mining here. And mining onshore is getting more difficult and more expensive. All the easy places have been found.
While still in the surveying phase, there still remains questions about what environmental impacts will arise. These, Mr. Doimoi-Pau says, are a major focus in Nautilus Minerals, and more will certainly be done over the coming years to address any issues.